What's going on? It's Pau Pau Rod here, and you're listening to Vocal O Radio.
Hey, it's Vocal O Radio 91.1 FM. Nuidia in the afternoon here with you backstage at Lollapalooza. Here with Papa Rod. Hello.
What's going on? How you doing?
Fresh off stage. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm amazing. I'm feeling great. Happy to be here.
How was the energy out there?
It was contagious. It had a little catwalk, and I ain't never messed with that before, so I took full advantage of it. You know what I'm saying? Let them see the vest, get my turns and angles. It was cool.
You do have crazy moves, too. You really do like some very good like body rolls going on.
I just try to have fun and like not care, you know what I'm saying? Because hopefully that inspires whoever's in the crowd to do the same thing, and that's when it really gets fun, you know?
So when I look at your page, I'm like, the swag is crazy. The Riz is crazy. Like, look at the fit, right?
Oh, come on now. I appreciate you. Thank you.
But I was wondering, is this just like natural Riz? Is this all you, or do you have like a Pinterest like board somewhere?
I don't have a board. I think it comes from, I tell people all the time, you probably hear it in other interviews, I tell my style is like a wedding, something old, something new, something borrowed. And so the old for me comes from like, say when I wear square toe boots or something, my pawpaw, or a lot of men on my dad's side of the family were keen to having these. When I wear vests like this, it reminds me of like me being a WWE, WWF fan as a kid, and people like Shawn Michaels or Stone Cold would have custom made vests. So that's me paying homage to that. The belt buckles, you know, that was very big in Oklahoma. And even when I used to live in South Carolina back in the day, in like 06, having a belt buckle was cool. And yeah, I usually have my rings on, but no rings today. You know, my papa always kept the rings on. So like, it's a little bit of everything put together. And I let that guide my style when I'm picking out something.
It's crazy too, because I feel like we had a Earth, Wind, and Fire poster hanging. Ooh, in the like, and the swag was crazy, right? They got the blouses. Yep. With the bows and stuff.
Yep.
And did you like look up to that kind of style when you were like emerging or like creating your, because you have a very good brand. Yeah. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. It's like on brand.
I appreciate you. 1000%. You know, I was fans of people like the Gap Band. They're from Oklahoma. They had crazy outfits. Sly and the Family Stone always had some cool stuff. Prince, of course. So I definitely cared about style in terms of stuff that's come before me. That is a part of like carrying tradition in a way and just paying homage. And you can find a lot of inspiration in your own sense when you go back and, you know, look.
I don't know too much about the Oklahoma music scene.
Yeah.
You have a very unique sound in general.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever feel like the music scene out there, like, did you ever feel a need to fit in? Because you're obviously very different.
Yeah. Well, I mean this in the most respectful way. In a liberating way, there's not much to, like, have to commit to in that way, or, like, have to be a part of, or, like, you can kind of pull from everything. I like to reference an old Andre 3000 interview when he talked about being in, like, early Atlanta. Because there wasn't really, like, any OGs in terms of just like music scene, it allowed you to just like pull from every region. And I think Oklahoma has that same energy. Don't get me wrong, you know, country music reigns supreme in a place like that, and the alternative scene is amazing. But I feel like from there, it's very open to have a melting pot of different sounds because there isn't really any rules in that way, you know? Like the same if you're in LA or something, it has a certain bop that you have to feel like confined to. Not always, but you know, it's there for you, like in the back of your head. And I don't think it's really like that in Oklahoma, and I was able to use that to my advantage, I said, you know.
So are you always gonna rep heavy for Oklahoma?
That's where my family's from, you know what I'm saying? So I'll always go back and visit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up military brat, so like I moved around like every 2 years, so like I feel very nomadic as well, you know. I'm grateful that I have Oklahoma as a place to visit, but like I think the reason why I'm able to make music in the way I am and talk to people such as yourself and perform in front of crowds like I've known them before is my upbringing of like military life and just having to immerse myself in new cultures and communities often. So like, I'm also like from everywhere.
I love that. And I was looking through a lot of articles, of course, like doing research. I see so many mentions, like so many relation to Bill Withers. It comes up a lot when I'm reading about you and your music. But you've said that's one of your inspirations. Is it crazy to you for people to say, like, you remind them of that type of sound?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I don't pay attention to it because it's goddamn Bill Withers. That's a legend. And I'm just out here just trying to survive. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I appreciate comments, but I think it's better when it comes from other people. You know what I'm saying? And that's not something that I'm like, yo, this is how I want you to see me as. So I just, if that's how people perceive certain things, then good for them. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
And have you been to Chicago before? So, like, is this one of your first times in the Chi?
First time when it was warm. So last year I actually performed here on my birthday at Lincoln Hall. It was 27 degrees though. My birthday is in January. So, like, I was even nervous if there was going to be anybody in the crowd. But it was a packed house because, I mean, like, y'all pop out even if it's cold. So that's how I knew I could really rock with Chicago. So, no, this is only my second time, but I'm having a blast. I'm definitely walk around and soak it all up.
Who are you the biggest fan of on the lineup? Like, who are you hyped to see? Like, who's your favorite artist on this lineup for Lala?
Well, honestly, I got to keep it on to the main stage. You know, SZA is on this stage. I'm hyped to see her. I'm hyped to see a fellow Capricorn, Renee Rapp. I want to see Sexy Red. The homie Tommy Newport's performing tomorrow. He's going to be really dope. Yeah, V's is going to be performing. Like, it's a lot of cool people out here. And it's the 20th anniversary, right? So, like, I'm just happy to be a part of just, like, artists out here carrying on a tradition. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the biggest places in the world to celebrate music. So, like, I'm just happy to be in the suit.
Where are you going to next? Are you back on the road? Are you making music?
Yeah, I'm going on tour, the Doobie Mouth tour. I'm gonna do a bunch of dates with Still Woozy on part of it, and then the other part, 17 dates, all headline. And I got an EP coming out called Doobie Mouth on August 9th. So that's what I'm gearing up for, and just trying to finish strong this year.
We love it. I know I've seen the singles come out. So I was like, it's looking like there's going to be an EP. Yes, I was going to ask, in your last music video, your music videos, like, they definitely have, like, a certain kind of range to them. They're very, like, you break the fourth wall a lot in your music videos. So the last one, I just had a question. Who is that dude in the beginning? Like, he introduced the music video. Who was that?
Shout out to Miguel. That's my manager's uncle. We were staying at his house when we went to Coachella because I got to perform with the homies Neil Francis. And I was like, you know what, man? You're allowing us to stay at your house for this trip and you're watching us do this video. You should come be a part of it. And he was happy to be part of it. And that's how it came about. So shout out to Miguel.
So we can find you on the road. We can look forward to new music from you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, one last thing. If you could describe Chicago in one word, what would it be?
Welcoming. People have been very kind to me. Maybe it's my outfits and stuff, too, but, like, people stop me on the street, say what's up. Very welcoming. I guess it's because it's Lala, you know, weekend. Just the energy's high. People are super excited. And people have been really friendly. I've always heard about summertime Chicago and it hasn't disappointed. So much love to y'all.
No, it's a real thing. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you for talking to us right after your performance.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all. My shadow,
yeah, I wanna get to know you better. This segment was hosted by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited and produced by Morgan Sioka, with production support from Abigail Harrison and WBEZ's Mendy Kong. Keep up with us at vocalo.org or at Vocalo on Instagram.